Hello and welcome back to a normal-sized episode of the Almost Awesome Esports Podcast, where we bring you the esports news and standings for the week. This week's episode is brought to you by Discontent by G&J. My name is Simon, and today I have Taryn. How the fuck are you, cunt?
Yay, I am good, Simon.
And we have Ben, because every show needs a shit cunt. Moving on to the one-minute quickie question.
Cheers.
So, well, my one-minute quickie question is, what is your favourite movie, Ben?
Oh, that's kind of hard. I don't watch movies often lately, but I have seen Deadpool, and it's just fucking hilarious, so I'm going to go with Deadpool. How about you, Tyron?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go Deadpool as well. That's like the only movie
Deadpool,
I've seen.
That's two for Deadpool. What about you, Simon?
I'm going to have to say Mad Max Fury Road. I was really surprised with that. It was really good. I liked the directing of it and the way the guy, George Miller or Greg Miller, whatever his name was, I think it was George, he like framed his, all his shots was so good. I was blown away. You could just watch it and look at the center of the screen the entire time and never have to move your eyes because it's that good, well made. Moving on to Taryn's one minute quickie question.
Anyway, my question for you guys is, if Ben was a woman, what would you rate him out of 10?
Okay, I'll start with this one. Fucking 11 out of 10 IGN for that one. Fucking just spot on.
I think if you had to describe...
Would not pass up any opportunity.
I think if you had to describe Ben as a woman, you would think of... I would think of one of those girl... Like those girls that stand outside the Valley State train station. Brisbane,
they have
what?
A sex drive and they
Brisbane
offer money.
People for... will get that joke. They all look like homeless people.
Hey... Gutter is still a home.
Well, it technically isn't at all, whatsoever. And to you, Taryn, what about you?
I'd probably rate it, you know, maybe a 2 or 3. I see him being a really fat chick. extremely dumb.
Right in the fields.
Hairy armpits, you know, all that sort of jizz.
Okay, hairy armpits, I can confirm that one.
Jesus Christ.
Ben, you got a question for us?
Okay, so if you had the opportunity to go into a cryo chamber and either appear 50 or maybe even 100 years either in the future or in the past, where would you go?
I guess I'll go first. I'd probably go to the future because then I can put bets on things 100... I can come back. I can put bets on things 100 years in the future and make a fuck ton of money.
That sounds like the plot of fucking... Back to the Future 2.
I haven't actually seen that movie, so...
It's okay, well, fair point.
Hope this doesn't get copyrighted.
Somehow, I don't think cryo chambers make you send you back in time, but I think I would go back to, like, the 60s. And knowing knowing what I knew now, I would just go and do everything that was cool now. I would just go back and go to Woodstock and then... And then in the 70s, I would invent the phone and do all that, like, I'd make, like, a...
Just revolutionize
Yeah, I would just
everything.
Be, like, I'd be Mr. Motorola that would just create the world. I'd be Steve Jobs. I'm gonna rename myself Steve Jobs and go back to the 70s and steal his company.
Jeez. And instead of Google, it'd be called Sugal for Simon.
I don't think Bill Gates or whoever owns Google...
Yeah, Steve Jobs didn't have Google. What?
Yeah, well,
what?
Continuing. All right, moving on to the news today. Got some Ben news, some league news. How'd it go, Ben?
So the last week or so has actually been really interesting as we've had the IEM Katowice. We had the IEM Katowice rollout over the last week or so, and it's been some pretty interesting results. We had SKT T1B victorious this year, taking out the Worlds for IEM, taking Fnatic 3-0. So despite losing to SKT, Fnatic actually had a very rough run this year, as they got thrown into B Group's losers category and had to fight their way up to the grand finals. So I take my hats off to them to actually pull that off and, sadly lose. But they did a good job. So the standings for this year go as follows. So in the A group, we had Royal Never Give Up take out 2 matches, Team Solo Mid lose 1, take 2, ESC ever take one but lose two, as well as Origin lose two. The winners of the Group A were Royal Never Give Up. And for the Group B, we had SKT1, Fnatic, QG Reapers, as well as Counter Logic Gaming, with SKT taking out that one. So through to the playoffs, we had Royal Never Give Up, Fnatic, as well as Team Solo Mid and SKT1. The results ended up being Fnatic versus SKT, which SKT took out with a 3-0 standing. So to more league news this week, we actually have a bit of a shocking news for the Rocks Tigers, as their substitute mid laner Sliff is banned from competitive play until 2017. He was actually caught with a secondary account that was being using bots to try and power level to level 30, which is against Riot's regulations. He's been banned from competitive play from February 26, 2016 until February 26, 2017. The statement goes that any other sanctions could include up to a $5,000 fine as well as 250 hours of community service, although these charges have not been applied as of yet. H2K's ADC Forgiven has actually been granted a temporary deferment from military service. This will be his last week actually as the ADC before he has to go back to his military role. And so with that short segment out of the way, we go over to Simon for more news.
That's right, Ben. I've got some CSGO news for us. We've got Fnatic went 3-0 against Illuminosity in the CSGO final after what was one of the best series of the year between Fnatic and Astralis. Sadly, Mongols went winless to the group stage. Here's hoping we see them on the world stage with visas again soon. Epsilon signs a Swedish CSGO roster. So it's good to see a lot of... The next really two news segments I've got here are just acquiring new CSGO teams. So it should be some good new teams coming up on the play, and hopefully some new winners knock Fnatic off their pedestal. We've got Vici Gaming, which is a pretty good Dota team, acquires CyberZen's CSGO team. So CyberZen, I believe, is the Australian team, is it? Tyron, do you know?
No, they're a Chinese team.
There you go. They're the Chinese team. They played at IEM Taipei and were, what, the third? I think they came third. So they were a very, very strong team being picked up by Vici Gaming. And a Chinese org, Edward Gaming, which are known for their league team, I believe, is also acquires a CSGO team. They've all acquired CSGO team from mainly Chinese players. And a lot of new faces that nobody's really seen in a while. So should be some new Chinese teams going up against these Oceanic teams and have some good fun times.
Yeah, especially being the distance being a lot closer, it should hopefully mean that, you know, Oceanic players and the new Chinese teams will be able to sort of hopefully scrim between each other and hopefully improve and force them up to the levels and the standards required to play well internationally.
It's true. So over to you for some more news.
Yeah, so in Super Smash Brothers, the 10 players that were invited to Smash Summit were announced. Included some really big names in Smash, including Mango, Leffen, and Armada. The tournament's going to take place between April 21st and 24th. Simon, you got some news on the Dota 2 Major?
I do. It's Team Secret took out the Shanghai Major. I did talk about them last week and said that they're the team to watch because they're very strong against Team Liquid, which was a underdog story, kind of. I didn't see them coming into the finals. Team Liquid did take one match, but Team Secret did take three to win the match. To win the series, sorry. EG took home third with MVP Phoenix rounding out top four. MVP Phoenix was also an underdog story. They came through the qualifiers, and I didn't see them going through. But also, EG is a very strong NA team, so it wasn't really a surprise them coming in top three. To you, Ben.
So this week we have some Call of Duty news in the NA COD League. Optic is sitting at the top with 14-2, with Envious and Rise Nation at 11-5. FaZe and Complexity Gaming are tied for both at 10-6. At the bottom, Dream Team and CLG sit with 4 wins and 12 losses. T Team Caliber and Luminosity are sitting above at 5 and 11. H2K and TSM will be the game to watch this week, with both teams looking to stay in the top 8. Over in the Europe division, Infernum and Millennium are still sitting at the top with 13 and 3. Epsilon are just behind with 12 and 4. Splice round out in the top 4 with 10 wins and 6 losses. Pulse sits at the bottom, still winless after 16 games. The game of the week in EU is definitely Millennium versus Epsilon, with both teams trying to assert domination at top of the ladder. Finally, in Oceania, Mind Freaks sit at the top with 11 and 3, with Tainted Minds just behind in 10 and 4. Immunity and Orbit GG round out the top 4, with XL5 at the bottom, winless with 0 and 14 losses. A top-of-the-table clash between Tainted Minds and Mind Freaks is our match of the week. Over to you, Simon, for our Smite news.
Yes, we got some. The last news of this week is some Smite news. We've got the qualifiers for the Oceanic Pro League Split 1 were played over the weekend, with Sin Gaming and Ghazali Jafar, which is Biggie's new team, qualifying. Speaking of the Oceanic Pro League Split 1, we have a date when that starts. The first games are on the March 12th, and we're going through to the 3rd of April. It's going to be really exciting to see that happen, because I know I have some friends in the CSGO community that are in those teams, and I'm going to be watching them the fuck out of them, because they're going to be some top Oceanic Smite team, Smite players and Smite games.
You mean Smite. You mean Smite, not CSGO.
In Smite. I said Smite.
No, you said CSGO.
Oh, did I? Well, in the Smite, it'll be some top Smite games, because Smite is greater than League. Moving on to the main topic.
Cheers, Simon. So our main topic this week is whether or not you see the esports market becoming oversaturated and, like, to the point of dying off because of more and more games just starting professional leagues. This question sort of comes up with Rocket League recently announcing they've got a professional league starting. And then you've got, you know, games like Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, which isn't even out yet, has a professional league. Paladins, all of these games just starting professional leagues. Do you think that it's just going to die off because there's so much there? Simon?
I do think a lot. If it's not going to die off, I think it's just going to expand to the point of oversaturation, as you said, and it's not going to die off, but I think it's going to be much quieter. There's a lot of these like big like tournaments that aren't going to be as big because everyone else is out watching something else. You won't get them more like 10 million concurrent views, what the viewers watching, because everyone will be watching something else or playing something else or doing something else. I know that a lot of these games are just being developed because they're like trying to jump on the hype train of these esports, and they're not actually thinking of making a good game. They're just trying to make a good game, but they're also just trying to cash in on this all this esports nonsense. So I don't
potentially
know, I don't know how much, like, how big these tournaments or these professional leagues are going to be, but I'm down for these starting because it just means everyone else, all the people that didn't like stuff's going on now, will have a chance to watch other stuff, and it'll get more people into esports, which I'm down for.
That was the next point I was going to bring up. Instead of killing off and oversaturating it to the point where it dies off, do you think that maybe it's going to bring in more people that weren't into things like League, like Dota, like StarCraft, like CSGO? Ben, what do you think on this?
It's great because it's branching out into more games. I don't think it's going to get oversaturated yet, because we aren't seeing a like big flooding of all these new games at the moment. But there is games like Hearthstone, which a lot of casual gamers are playing. And some casual players just don't want to get fully into it. It's just something in their pastime. And bringing in these leagues for games such as that, it's good. It's opening up to a new audience.
Yeah, definitely. The other question I've sort of got for you guys is, do you think, even though, like, in mainstream sports, like, you know, NBA, rugby league, gridiron,
soccer,
people who don't watch these things, when there's a major event on, like, you know, the World Cup or the Super Bowl or the NRL Grand Final here in Australia, people who aren't fans of these things start actually watching them for that one game. Do you think we're going to get to the point where, you know, any people who don't watch Rocket League might watch the finals in the World Championship of that? just because it's the finals. Do you think we're going to get to a point where the community is sort of at that point where it's a grand final, it's a really meaningful game, so everyone's just going to watch it, sort of like League and the World Championships where, you know, 67 million or something crazy were watching it? Simon?
I think that it might bring in people like that. I'm not sure. I'm touching on something Ben said, was that there's so many people that just play these games for casually, and then there's so... Because they're bringing in these leagues in, it just means that all the people that want to take it further can. And I think for the viewership of these leagues, I'm not sure that you really get people that don't usually watch the sport will come in for the finals. I think that people that do watch the sport but don't actively watch every single game will come in for the finals and will come in for, like, the biggest match of the tournament, such as the CSGO ones, where I know I didn't. Like, I know a couple people that go to my school, and they don't follow CSGO esports all the time, but they still were, like, somewhat following the last major or the IM, and they purposely watched the final just because it was on, and there was something that you kind of really need to watch just to be part of the CSGO community and understand what everyone's talking about.
For someone like yourself, like, you follow Smite, which... No matter how much you say League is shit or Dota is subpar or whatever, in terms of esports, League is number one. You have to agree with me there, right?
I do agree with you there, but it's a personal opinion from me that I don't find that League is as fun as Smite. Like, League seems to be the same top-down thing that multiple other games have tried, while Smite is something new and something that hasn't been really attempted until now. And it just is becoming, like, the new and up-and-coming one, which I'm really excited about, all seeing all the new things. Like, they're trying all the things that League has done, and they're only in their third season, or their, like, third year of the game actually becoming, like, a full esport. And...
Yeah.
It's... Yes, it's smaller, and it's not as refined as League, and it's not, doesn't have the same player base as League, but it's still... I still find it fun, and I still... When I go back on... When I play League, I don't try and use the same, like, stats or strats that I've used in Dota or Strife, which I've played a long time ago. But it's not the same as Smite. Like, I don't feel as in the like actual action as I do in Smite. In the Smite, you don't get to see what's behind. You don't get to see what's all over the map. You only see what you're doing.
Wow.
And what's right in front of you.
You've gone completely.
I'm really off topic right now, but it's just because I want to prove the point that Smite is greater than League. But
that was, like, not even where I was heading.
Yes, Smite is crazy. Like, yes, League is the bigger esport, and yes, League will always be the bigger esport because it's got a bigger player base. Yes, Smite.
I was bringing that up for a reason, not just to say Smite is shit. I was bringing it up more for the fact that, you know, with all these smaller esports, do you think that things like Smite are going to fall off the edge and sort of disappear into this large group of mid-range esports that get maybe, I think for the World Championship final, there was like 100,000 people on Twitch?
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to fall off, but I think that a lot of their player base will get saturated with a lot of the other ones. I know the big ones will probably lose more viewers than the little ones, because the little ones have already got their dedicated fan base. The big ones are just people that are tuning in for it because they play the game, but if they had their own little smaller niche games that they could watch, it would be a lot easier for them to see those games and be a part of the community with their smaller matches.
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to disagree a bit. What about you, Ben?
Depends how we look at this, to be honest, because I'm just thinking in my mind right now, what about the real fanboy kind of people? I mean, say we had like a Simon. Cloud9 fanboy.
Hmm?
Simon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And say a new Rocket League just comes out, and news comes up, hey, Cloud9's got a team in here. And you're going, oh, Cloud9. I love Cloud9. Cloud9 has good players. They're entertaining. Let's check this out. And you have, like, a cross-merging kind of fan base. Just because of the actual fact that there's a certain team, there's a certain bunch of people in that community, in that game, that kind of draws you over. So, in a way, I don't think it's going to exactly... kill off the smaller ones, but I think it's going to be a more refined, just like, of the real fanboys, to be honest.
or the people that follow the game.
On that point, though, do you think that these organizations have a large part to play in these smaller esports? Like, if teams
I do, absolutely.
Like,
I
if
reckon,
teams like
teams
go.
Continue.
No, go.
Well, I think absolutely. That's exactly what it is. I think a lot of larger companies do have a big influence over it. When you see sponsors such as Razer and all this stuff jump in, you're going, "Oh, that's a brand I know," or something like that, and it gets you interested. It's something you know, something you recognize. So when you see like huge teams such as SKT or even Cloud9, TSM, when you see them, all those names, logos pop up in something, it kind of gets you interested.
Yeah, I was more referring to the actual teams themselves rather than the sponsors. Like, for example, as you said before, you know, if Cloud9 signs a new Rocket League team, or they sign a new, you know, Paladin, if they sign a Paladins team, people who haven't heard of Paladins might go and take a look at it because their team, even though it's not really their team, but their organization.
Well, like I said, TSM, Cloud9, SKT.
Yeah. Because of the organization's name or brand, however you want to put it, because they're investing in it, a lot of the core esport fans of a particular team will move towards trying to have a look and see what it is. I know I've done it a few times. Like, I've done it with Chiefs here in Oceania. I don't watch too much COD, but ever since they picked up a team in COD recently, and I've sort of been keeping my eye on it to just sort of see how this powerhouse team in one game has sort of become a team in another game where you don't associate them with. Like, you know, if you talk about Cloud9 or Team Solo Mid, the first thing that comes to most people's heads is League of Legends, right?
Or CSGO.
I said for normal people.
All right.
Like, no, because TSM was, like, originally a League team.
Yeah, and then they got a CSGO
team. That's where the name came from.
And that team is also had a CSGO team. The CSGO team was very popular and was very successful.
Oh, yeah.
And that drew a lot of people back to the League team because they were like, who else is in the CSGO? Who else is in this organization? I can see where you're coming from, Tal, but I'm not sure where you're really going from with this.
I have no idea where I'm going. I'm falling asleep in my chair and I'm just making up shit as I go. We are all somewhat here in agreement that, you know, smaller games are good and it's going to produce more niches and probably take away some fans from the large games like CSGO, Dota 2, League of Legends, and sort of set up these a lot smaller niche communities throughout esports. Do you guys have any final words on that?
No, I think that sums it all up for me, to be honest.
I think that I have one last thing to say, that support your local esports and support your local teams and go play some new games. That's what I want to say.
Alternatively, come play
League of Legends.
And now to bed for the play of the
league.
Week.
With Dignitas versus Renegades, we see Summoner's Rift actually take out two double kills with two kills down bottom, I think, for Renegades. And two kills at the Herald buff for Team Dignitas. This is really just coincidence how it happened. Within a period of maybe 1 minute, we saw two get taken down by the tower and two taken by Rift Heralds. Just hilarious. I wouldn't say it's the most stable start, but hey, Summoner's Rift came out 4-0.
Yay for Summoner's Rift. Woo! I don't know what's Smite's map name.
What was that?
What's the Smite map name, Simon?
Smite.
What Smite map?
What's the Smite map's called?
It's called Conquest.
What's the actual name of the map?
Conquest.
Not the game mode, the map.
Conquest.
Wow, what a fucking shit name.
It doesn't have
a
name. There's the Joust map, there's the Conquest map, and then the Arena map and a Siege map, or Clash map.
There's no lore.
There's no.
And you don't have, like, there's no lore?
Well,
like,
the lore,
you know,
is that.
Summoner's Rift or.
No. There's not really a lore because this game is better.
That's just pure laziness by, you know, the developer.
Oh, that's why it's for scrubs.
I think it doesn't really need a lore. It's a fucking MOBA. Does Dota have a lore? No.
Yes, it does.
What's Dota's lore?
Actually, I'm pretty sure it does. I know champions have their own lore.
Yeah, champions have lore. Champions have lore in Smite as well, but they're all gods, so you know they're champions. They know their lore.
Then they're just cheating. They're just copy and pasting.
But they have to research.
Fucking lazy.
There's so many ones that I've never heard of. Like Alphash, have you ever heard of him? He's the... He's the fucking...
Is he the great god of masturbation?
No, he's the Mayan god of death, and he's got his like cool mask and all this shit. He's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, you're close, Taran.
Jesus. I wonder if there is...
Oh, Jesus.
I wonder if there is a great god for that. I'm going to Google this shit.
I don't know, but
Simon, outro this in...
That's always going to be on your list of things that you've searched, like search history. Is there a Greek god masturbation? Alright, so that's
loud and proud.
And that's it for this episode, isn't it? Where can we find you, Taran?
You can find me on God's Game, League of Legends, at Taboo108. You can find me on Twitter at @AAE_Taran. You can find me on Steam at k.e.v.e.n. Simon will figure it out. Just remove
it's,
all that.
It's Kevin Fuck. Ruddock. As Fuck. In, like,
that's
it.
That's the one.
You understand. You get the joke. What about you, Ben? Where we can find you?
You can find me on the OC servers at League of Legends at White Ravenix or on Sinful on another account I've been using, actually. And you can also find me on Twitter at Synchro_. And Simon, how about you? Where can we find you?
You can find me on Steam at AE_Simon. My name is Simon. You can find me on Smite. I got my new account. You can probably just jump over to my Twitter. It's kind of like it's got a letter in that you won't be able to, like, it's not on your keyboard, so you'll have to just copy paste it. My name is Simon on Smite, which is really cool. I got that too. You can find me on Twitter, and you can find Taran on Twitter because he didn't say. You can. It's AAE_Simon and AAE_Taran. If you want me to add you on Smite, just send me a message or tweet me, add me, and I'll add you. I'm always looking for friends and always looking to party up with whatever. So you can also find our Facebook page at facebook.com/AAE Esports. I think it's Almost Awesome Esports, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Almost Awesome Esports. And I think that's it. So this... We'll leave you to the soothing sounds of Discontent by J&G, or G&J. See ya.
Stay awesome.
Adios, muchachos.